Devin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing
Brandon,
well.
Do good. Brandon here with TBN, talking about faith and football. Man, you got a lot of great leaders on your team, man, including yourself. And you know what? As much as you love the game of football, you also talk about a greater love, and that's your love for God. Two questions for you. One, how do you lead your life spiritually? And then also, how do you lead your team spiritually as well?
I think for me, a lot has been, you know, with our chaplain, Jack Easterby, and Matt Slater. They've been great leaders. So for me, our weekly Bible studies, you know, Monday and then Saturday before the games, and just trying to take that message in my life each week. You know, it's always a new lesson, you know, trying to stay in the Word. And I think that's the biggest thing, you know, we talk about, you know, individually and, you know, the group of guys is just staying in the Word and trying to live our life by that, you know, not just coming in Bible study two times a week and, you know, kind of leaving it there, but taking it outside and, you know, putting it to work. And I think the biggest thing is, you know, I don't look at it as like leadership, but just holding each other accountable. You know, I think that's been the biggest thing in our team, a group of guys just trying to be good men, be good fathers, good sons, good husbands. And, you know, we're always talking about that and trying to encourage each other. No problem.
Hey, Dev, how you doing? I know you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but if you guys do win on Sunday, this would be
I knew this question was going somewhere.
if you guys do win on Sunday, this would be your second Super Bowl ring. What would that mean to you to be, you know, in the company of some of the great Patriots like Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi and Tom and guys like that?
I think for us right now, it's just focusing on the game. You know, like you said, not getting too far ahead of ourselves. You know, to me, it's an honor just to be in this game. You know, for the third time, having an opportunity to win the Super Bowl and, you know, to win the last game of the year. So I think right now that's my focus, taking advantage of being here. Whatever happens after that, you know, I'm sure we'll get another chance to talk and, you know, then we could talk about that.
Devin, can you just speak to the feeling in your locker room about Coach Belichick and the way that it seems it's performance on the field that matters more than anything, say, as opposed to your draft status or your salary number, just how that is sort of understood by the players, that if you show you can play, you'll get a chance, and maybe some of the examples you've seen over the years?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think it's an understanding and knowing that only your performance matters. You know, he always talks about leadership is just attitude and performance, and, you know, that's what he tells guys. If you want to be a leader, if you want to be a guy that has a role on the team, go out there and earn it. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, where you came in. You look at our team, we have guys from all over the place, undrafted, first-rounders. And I think guys take that with a stride and say, you know, let me work my butt off and see where I end up. And that's why you see throughout a whole season a bunch of names come in and out. You know, guys will play in games. I mean, 2 years ago playing in this game, Malcolm Butler seals the game with an interception. So I think it's encouraging to know that you play on a team where, you know, the politics and all of that outside of the game doesn't really matter. It's all about who goes out there and earns their spot and plays well.
Hi, Devin. Jonathan Hall, Channel 7 in Boston. I like your sweatshirt, but I understand you got a great T-shirt collection. People are wondering what's your favorite, how many, why the T-shirts? Why not polos?
Polo's a little too fancy for me, man. I don't have a favorite. You just try to switch it up. I got a nice one for Sunday, so just try to have fun with it. I've always wore T-shirts, so it's a pretty good competition between me and my brother. He thinks he has good ones, but no one sees this because he plays in Tennessee.
Do you know how many you have?
T-shirts? My closet's all T-shirts. Maybe like 100.
Steve Futterman from CBS News. I wanted to ask you, this team is so close. We hear it from every player, everyone associated with this team. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about the man we perceive as your leader, Tom Brady. He has a chance, obviously, it seems almost every time he's in the Super Bowl, to make Super Bowl history. But what would you say about him? If he's able to win this game, he puts himself in a different class than anyone else as far as quarterbacks in Super Bowl history.
I think, you know, how he is a big reason of our closeness. You know, you ask him about all of that stuff, he doesn't really care. You know, I think for him it's being a part of this individual team. I think he's able to break it up and enjoy, you know, each team he's won Super Bowls with. But I think right now for him, this individual team has had a great journey. He's happy to be a part of it. He's happy to lead us. And he's trying to do what's best for this team. You know, I don't think he lumps them together and thinks about his history and all of that. But, I mean, for us as players, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's an honor to to be able to practice with him, to learn from him, talk to him. Just a guy who's been a great student in the game, who's been able, you know, to have longevity, play at a high level for so many years. I know for me, playing safety and always being able to talk to him, and, you know, he beats me on a play in practice. I ask him about it after. He always explains it. So, you know, he's really helped my career, and I've been able to learn from him. So it's just cool and, you know, an honor to be a part of his success.
Hey, Devin. Kim Jones from NFL Network. You said Monday night that you're hoping to shock the world with your performance against the Falcons. Is it fair to read into that that you either feel like you are underdogs or being portrayed as underdogs?
Well, I mean, I think they have a great offense. I think it's no secret when you break down the game, you know, us trying to stop that offense is going to be tough. I don't think anybody from the outside looking in is saying, you know, that offense has to try to score against that defense. You know, it's all about, you know, if we're going to be able to stop them. So, you know, I think like any team, you know, you go to the Super Bowl, you know, I don't think anybody goes in the Super Bowl as a clear favorite of, you know, everyone think. So I think in a way both teams feel like we want to shock the world. We want to go out there and, you know, win the big one. I'm sure there's guys on their team that feel the same exact way, you know, probably on defense playing against our offense, playing against Tom. So, you know, I think you got to have that attitude, that chip on your shoulder, especially in this type of game. You know, anything goes, and you're going to get the best from everybody out there on the field.
Hey, Devin, Phil Perry, Comcast Sportsnet. Wanted you to think back maybe a little bit and describe when you felt comfortable as a voice inside the Patriots locker room. From what I understand, you're a relatively quiet guy in college, but can you explain how you've developed into that role you have now?
I'd probably say it was a shock to me a little bit my second year in the league, just, you know, being a captain, you know, having a lot of guys that were older than me in the secondary, you know, either traded or released or, you know, not on the team anymore, and looking around and, you know, really Chung being the oldest guy and then me just being a year behind him is, you know, kind of the leaders in the back end. So I think that year was a little bit of a shock. And then I think I learned to be what the team needed, you know, whatever that was, you know, whether it was speaking, whether it was being quiet. I've just tried to go to that and be whatever the team's needs in every different moment. So, you know, this year I've been able to have a lot of fun. You know, I think we have great leaders on our team with Hightower, Ninkovich, even a guy like Chris Long coming in from a different team, but a real professional. You know, I think young guys like Logan and Duran have stepped up to be leaders. So, you know, I don't always have to be that serious guy. I can laugh and joke and have fun. So I think we just have a good mesh. You know, I just happen to be one of the captains. And you know, from the outside in, people think, you know, just me and Hyatt are leaders. But we have a lot of great leadership on defense from, you know, a lot of different people.
On the Falcons offense, they have all the weapons along the outside. But how much tougher is it to play against them when their running backs can hurt you both on the ground and through the air?
Definitely. I think their two running backs are very tough to stop, obviously on the ground, you know, with the stretch running schemes and, you know, their ability. You know, Coleman's very fast, hits it downhill. Freeman really can end up anywhere, you know, cutting back. So you add that in, and then times they split out and run receiver routes. You know, it's not, you know, the normal running back splits out and they have maybe two routes to run. These guys run everything from out there. So it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. You have to be aware and be alert for the different formations they'll give you, the empties, the stacks, the bunches. So it's going to be 60 minutes. Nothing's going to be easy for us out there. They're going to be ready. You know, Kyle Shanahan does a great job of game planning and getting matchups that he wants. So we'll have to be aware of those things and just know our job and be disciplined out there.
A lot of attention has been given to the wide receivers and the running backs of the Falcons, but no team uses more multiple tight end sets than the Falcons have this year. What are the challenges that they bring within their scheme?
I think with them is they have all three tight ends that can go out there and play. You know, Matt Ryan, throw to any of them. You know, they have some good speed and size. So I think, especially once you get in the red area, you know, tight ends in this game are always tough. They're mismatches down in the red area and different things. And I think along with that, they're able to run every formation with different groups. You know, they go out there with three tight end sets, but can end up in empty with one tight end, you know, out wide, one in formation, one flex. So they do a bunch of different things. And I think all three of their tight ends are kind of interchangeable. So you're not able to say, you know, this guy's going to be here and he only does this. You know, they all three, they do different things at different points in the game. So That creates another challenge that, you know, no one really talks about. But as a defense, you have to be ready for the three tight ends, the two tight end set. So we've studied that, and, you know, hopefully we're on that Sunday.
Devin, right over here, Bill Burt of CNHI Sports Boston. Question you've never been asked about Rutgers. Joe Susan is at Bucknell, and as you know, and recruited basically all the guys playing in the Super Bowl. Can you tell us about Joe a little bit, a little story about him?
I say for Coach Susan, every time we was at practice, it'd be times where no one really wanted to be there, you know, whether it be training camp. He come in there and he start yelling, "No other place you'd rather be, man." And he would always tell us, "You reap what you sow." And I always remember that, you know, as a player, as a guy that puts in work, you know, if you want to have a good year, you want to have a good career, you got to put the work in. So, Coach Susan, I still hear those words. Training camp days in the NFL and different tough days, and also in the offseason when you're working to get ready for the season.
Last one, Alvaro Martino, ESPN. Athletes love coaches when they can be helpful, no matter where they come from, what level of experience or age they may have. In terms of your position, coach, what value have you found? What have you found useful in your interactions with him?
I think with Steve, the best thing this year that he's brought to our unit is just a different view. You know, obviously, we have a good amount of veterans in the safety group, so we've heard the X's and O's parts, our assignments, but he's trying to do things and bring an angle to the game of, you know, where we can do things a little different, different formations, how we can go make another play. Maybe that's not drawn up on the sheets, but that he sees from watching the film and thinks that we can go make. So, and then also he just has a great outlook on the game. He's a guy, you know, his dad's Coach Belichick. You know, he's been learning from him for years. Obviously, it's his first year as a position coach, but what he's learned about overall defense, I think he's able to bring. You know, talking about where the DNs are going to be, where we need to fit, I think we've been able to take, you know, our thought process to another level with him just because his understanding of the overall defense. So it's been a great year, I think, for us as safeties, just getting an opportunity to learn from Steve. Thank you.